One day, a groundhog scampered through my yard from pine to pine, as if the pines were bases in a game of tag, putting a paw on each one. Halfway to the bird feeder, our eyes met, and although I would have joyfully watched him enact some clumsily acrobatic sunflower seed thievery that surely over time I would regret, he changed his mind and ran away. A week later, I stopped before a lean-to of 2x4s in the barn. Behind it hid the groundhog, looking very wild amongst all that planed wood. One day, as I moved the garden hose, there came the rasp of a threatened animal. In the yard stood my dog and the groundhog, nose to nose. The groundhog was not running, but sticking it out strongly. They circled eye to eye, opponents in a wrestling match before the first move. There was much hissing and lunging. Afraid of bites, I called my husband, who emerged from the barn with a canoe paddle, as if he could draw them apart as easily as a boat from shore. But the fairy had already left. The groundhog collapsed rigidly right in front of the dog's bared teeth. She was no longer Betsy, but Cerberus, the three-headed dog who guarded the entrance to Hades. I'd read of high-stress animals like shrews dying from fright alone. My dog, unprovoked, followed me to the house for water. "It's dying," my husband said when I returned. We stared at it, all four black paws in the air, as if it had donned gloves for its own funeral. A fly was already encircling one of its toes. If we knew anything about rigor mortis, we might have seen through its high-speed act. To let it die in peace, my husband headed to the house and I to the garden. But a moment later, the groundhog was gone. Groundhogs don't commonly play possum, though the ability to feign death has evolved in many species. I'm fascinated by this act of survival, part psychology, part art, so contrary to everything a body stands for, so brave and beautiful and smart. Most predators aren't scavengers, and scavengers aren't predators at all. Do the last thing a predator expects, and he won't want to eat you. Then rise before buzzards start circling. It's almost enough to make you believe eating isn't as important as the chase itself, that being eaten is a reasonable price for the opportunity to play a convincing part, a sort of animal Olympics, an Animal Academy Awards, predator and prey turned athlete and thespian. Essayist Scott Russell Sanders writes, "If we are ever going to dwell in the house of the Lord, I believe we do so now. If any house is divinely made, it is this one here, this great whirling mansion of planets and stars." I agree. It was on my own 2 acres where I witnessed the resurrection, after all. And like most spirits, the little groundhog disappeared after he performed his miracle. I haven't seen him again, but he has left me with faith and wonder.
Na 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 na.